for drivers, yesterday was one of those days when you could dream of summer, slowly moving through gusts of wind which left you unable to see the car in front of you or the car in your dashboard TV screen right behind. State police say it was conditions like that which led to the collision near the Thruway's Clarence exit. After hours in piles of snow and other vehicles, travelers were bused to Salvatore's Garden Place Hotel to be warmed and taken care of while trying to figure out the next step. Corey Ziner had just explained to his boss why the company truck had a wrecked transmission.
I was driving along, going maybe 30, 40 miles an hour, and next thing you know, I could barely see in front of me. Next thing you know, there's wall traffic, and someone's swerving in front of me, and I go to hit the brakes. Can't really hit the brakes in time. I was hitting the brakes, they locked up.
State police came to the hotel to tell the stranded travelers there would be a list this morning of where cars were towed to so drivers could find them and find out how bad the damage was. Ziner lives in Rochester and is used to winter driving, and even by that standard, he says it was bad out there. While he waited for hours to get out, he let a truck driver stay warm in his idled vehicle because the other driver's truck was totaled. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.